T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
Day one, you're hearing our first overall pick in Drake London, who's going to be a stud wide receiver, go, yeah, he came in and was getting everybody straight.
Right.
I love it. I what does it mean? I don't know. But the point is, that's what I want to hear from a guy who we've picked, Mike, who may have a future as our starting quarterback.
Right.
Day one.
Look, I can't tell you what Desmond Ridder is going to be in the NFL, but I think I speak for a lot of Falcon fans. I really want to see this guy get the job. I want to see him win the job from week one.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mr. CJ on Twitter, on social medias like Dukes and Bell, my dog talking about Tyler Algiers. He said, let the controllables happen or something like that. It was funny.
Just a good dude. I mean, like I said, if you watch the video, I mean literally, it does give you a vibe of like we're waiting to see what he can be, but a poor man's Michael Turner. That kind of physicality, you know, yards after contact, something that we heard about from a number, whether it was a receiver or a running back, speaking with Arthur Smith in studio last week.
Yeah, man. So if you're just joining us, we'll let you hear it a little bit later, but Tyler just stopped by for a few minutes. Listen, I think we take for granted, like, these guys have played football, and at the end of the day, it is. But it's a transition. It's a life transition. You're on campus. You've been there. You're familiar with everything. Everybody knows who you are. And then all of a sudden now, I got to go start my life and do this in a new city. And
yeah,
I got to learn a new playbook. Mm-hmm. I got to learn new teammates. It's a life transition. If you've gone through life transitions – you guys know. And so I don't take that for granted with these rookies because it's football. Eventually it will be. When they get all of this stuff down and that, you know, this is what they're going to do, it will just be football on Sundays. But right now, Mike, there's a lot that's going on with these guys. And, you know, I think that we believe sometimes as fans, well, they just come in and like Ridder, he's just going to pick up the playbook like he did in Cincinnati. This is all new stuff, man.
Yeah, and so these guys are kind of soaking it up as a sponge. I know for last year's rookie class, we were really looking for more from Richie Grant, and there was a lot of stuff to the Dean Pease defense. We'll have to find out in subsequent interviews we'll do this preseason, have they deconstructed that defense to make it a little more palpable, Carl, for some of these young guys to hit the ground running. Because that, I think that'd be probably, and I think Pease is not inflexible with this, I think that would certainly help.
I agree. All right, man, 404-741-0929. Again, you guys can hit us up. Thanks to people hitting us up on social media talking about that interview and just the vibe. Again, I hope I'm right. Could be completely wrong, but Mr. CJ, he made you laugh and he made us laugh because he just there's an easygoing thing to him.
Right. Couple guys
in the couple
guys in the text line said hella is definitely a West Coast phrase, and it is. You know, hella this, hella that. That is definitely more, I think, west of Texas, right, Carl?
Did you say? Yeah, I don't know. We don't use that. Yeah, I think you're right about California, man. I do.
Right? It's just there is a different vibe to the language, but he's a big, likable guy. Like so many, I think, like all the rookies we've spoken to, and we've seen reaction on social media, on our text line, guys, as we said. You know, and this gets back to, like, the Hawks conversation. Just real quick, I know we got to get to the dogs. The Luka Trey thing is bubbling up again. I mean, I just don't know why people in this town have such a hard time rooting for the teams in this town. Oh, why? Because they haven't been good over the years? That's the definition of being a fan. I mean, you ride with it. And I do think that there is a sort of a re-energization process. The whole soap opera, whatever that was with Matt and the way it ended, nobody liked it. I get that. But I just think now there's a lot of people that have, I think mentally, at least what I'm seeing more positivity on social media than I usually see regarding the Falcons. They're really excited about seeing what these guys can do. And hopefully this is something we can say, this draft class was one that did help us turn the corner.
Well, and remember, Coach came in last week. He said this to us last year, but I think, you know, again, first year, you're just trying to make sure that, hell, we don't look like idiots. But he was like, we got to give you guys, not me and Mike, you, something to be excited about. The product has to be good. He understands that. You know, we can't roll into Mercedes-Benz on a Sunday and we're playing the Steelers and we're lousy offensively and we're not exciting. That doesn't get anybody excited. So coach knows that, Mike. And I think the Falcons knew that. That's why this big quarterback controversy as far as whether we should or should not take one was such a big deal. But I think the risk reward of where we took one and versus taking one in the first round this year was completely different. And we're kind of hoping it works out. But I'm with you. I totally agree. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs. The Dog Report is brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right, man. There is a lot going on when you talk about college football right now, especially with the transfer portal, Mike. And, you know, everybody's looking at this. We had this conversation last week when we got into this whole NIL, what works, what doesn't work. And the transfer portal, you know, whether you guys realize this or not, when kids go into the portal, it doesn't guarantee that they're going to end up where they want, or for that matter, even on scholarship. A lot of these kids, Mike, they go in the portal and it's like, yeah, you can come, but we don't have the money for you. So you're just going to have to, you know, so you're leaving a scholarship situation where maybe you're not paying for anything to get into the portal, the transfer, and potentially be picked up by a school that may not be able to pay as much as you just left. And so you're ending up coming out of pocket, or maybe, Mike, you might even be in a situation where you're paying to go there.
Yeah, remember the remember Nick Saban, the gray shirt phenomenon? Remember that thing? Yeah, it was different than a red shirt. You're right. It's not everybody's ride is as easy as some of the other players, and especially if you're not that four- or five-star guy that everybody was clamoring for. The Oklahoma Sooners, and again, Carl, it's no longer, you know, the old coach is now at USC, and we'll see what he can do with tons of expectations. And now it's Venables is now the head coach, moved on over from Clemson. But they needed to get a quarterback because, well, the quarterbacks kind of flew the coop, didn't they, in Norman?
They did. Yeah, I mean, I think Lincoln Riley got the best of that deal. I don't know if those kids knew beforehand, but didn't you think it was interesting as soon as Riley got the USC job, you know, quarterback transfers, wide receiver. Yep. I mean, you start to see this. But, yeah, man, and OU lands a JC transfer named General Booty.
It's got to be the greatest name in the history of college. It's better than Bakari Rambo. It's better than Barkevious Bingo. Josh Booty was the previous Booty, but this is General Booty. And an interesting career, he's the son of a former LSU Tiger receiver named Abram Booty. He is a prominent football program. His uncle Josh, we already talked about, quarterback at LSU, played in Major League Baseball as well. Another uncle, John David Booty. Remember, that was a guy that was at USC with Pete Carroll. General Booty went to four different high schools as his family moved, including two in California, two in Texas. He wound up in Allen, Texas, Carl. And I guess that's the Dallas suburbs. And so apparently, whatever the reason, not recruited heavily out of high school. So he went to a JUCO and apparently just balled out. 3,100 yards, 25 touchdowns, second in the country in the NJCAA. So then General Booty arrived on people's radars, apparently.
It's crazy. It is fun just to think about the calls that you're going to hear, you know, Booty, let's it go. I mean, it's going to be fun.
It's almost like something I could have studied at Florida State, General Booty, you know, like General Booty 101.
It should have been a class. It should have been.
Hey, it covers all the aspects of Booty. It's a fun name to say. So that's up there, man, on my short list. I hope this guy balls out.
I do too. I hope he plays well. He's got size though. 6'3", you said, about 200 pounds. So 3 years of eligibility as he steps on campus. Meanwhile, Tennessee and Virginia are going to face off for the 2023 college football season in Nashville. They're actually going to play at Nissan Stadium. So they announced that today. We talked about this, you know, Mike, with these pre-conference schedule games as these conferences change, but I love it. Tennessee, Virginia, to open up, I kind of dig that. You know, the Volunteers were originally set to play BYU in Provo. Speaking of BYU, our last guest, he played at BYU, Tyler Allgeier, as their season opener, but the Cougars are now expected to officially begin play as members of the Big 12 next season. So they had to reshuffle their schedule. Remember, BYU joins the Big 12 as Texas and Oklahoma leaves. Yeah. So we've got this reshuffling going on, and Tennessee's like, okay, whatever, we'll play Virginia face-off in 2023.
Hey, there's a cool article in the Saturday Down South, and we were talking about the dogs with the Dog Report, bringing back just some UGA stuff. Obviously, with all of those guys going in round one, including five five UGA defensive players. Some would say that, you know, you're reloading, retooling, however you want to describe it. But in the cusp of the article, they're basically saying who are the breakout performers on the different defensive units, Carl, in the SEC.
Yeah.
And just throw some names. We all know who Kelee Ringo is. He made one of the greatest interceptions in UGA history. But Jalen Carter feels like a safe bet in the article. They say a loaded defensive line, top five dude, looks pretty good. A surprise returner, and he came on strong in the later half of the season. But they said the number one overall recruit should have a productive preseason as well. We just mentioned Ringo. Nolan Smith is a guy a lot of people are high on. And remember, Tyke Smith came from West Virginia, and he got banged up. So if he can bounce back, because if you remember this year during spring football, one of the things you heard from Kirby, at least when he spoke with the media, was, yeah, I got all these five-star guys, but they don't have any time. He didn't have a lot of reps or experience. If Tyke Smith comes back healthy, basically, the secondary is in a good place. And the young defense, though, will have to, as you said earlier this year, going to have to lean on that offense scoring a few points in some of those earlier games, like that Oregon game.
I agree. Yes. And I love all of those names. Mike, that's the thing. When you just go off of that, you realize how loaded they still are, right? I mean, it's not like you go, well, they got one good linebacker. I mean, they still got like five. Guys, they could have five guys again go in the first round next year. I know that sounds crazy, but those three guys that Mike just mentioned at the top,
yeah,
those guys are first-round picks.
And not to leave Alabama out, because it does look like Georgia will be looking up at Alabama. And again, A&M's got to find a way. Everyone knows Will Anderson, but they're saying Dallas Turner's the guy to watch out for. Again, speaking of getting some NFL stock and getting the draft nicks on his case as far as leading the team in sacks. So just a couple of names to talk about. If you're Bama fans, you know who that guy is.
All right, coming up, we're going to defend our guy again, because we have to. We have to. Mm. It's Dukes and Bell.
I mean, you got to be careful, because you don't want them to get hurt because they're being careful. You know what I mean? You got to let them go.
Here we go, Braves fans. It's Dukes and Bell. That's Brian Snicker. Ronald Acuna not in the lineup again today. And before we have to defend our guy, we've got to talk about this. So it is a growing strain out of the lineup for the fifth consecutive day. Mike, the part that concerns me is he's not on the IL yet, but it's not off the table. And so Travis DeMeritt will lead off again. He'll be in right field. Marcell Ozuna will be in left field. Fact of the matter is Arcia will DH tonight, but no Acuna. And this was my fear. Now, I'm going to explain this the best way I possibly can again as to why this is upsetting to me. Because I feel like we need him right now. Our team is scuffling. Mike's been saying it all day. We're not hitting. So why not have one of your best hitters out there if possible? But the problem is, and the Braves don't want to admit this, okay? Everybody's going to put this on people like me, like Bo tried to blame me because I want things now and I want our guys to be out there. But the Braves made a decision to bring him up from his rehab stint early. And they told us he was okay and then set rules and guidelines to say he can't play after a night game and a day game. He won't play back-to-back. And then they broke their own rules. He played in two games and it was a DH, and you said, wait a minute, are they applying or not, Mike? And so this is the Braves' issue, because you rushed him and then you didn't want him to play like Acuna plays, which is reckless. Not in a bad way, in a good way, meaning if I'm out there, I'm going to steal bases. I'm going to play 110%. I'm going to dive for balls. I'm going to get caught in the pickle and beat it because of my speed. You cannot play him and not allow him to be him. So now you're dealing with this, Mike, fifth consecutive day.
Yeah, and I don't know where to, you know, point the finger on this one other than it's just, you know, it's one of the, one of those things. Did he injure his groin because of a knee injury that he was, you know, if he's favoring it? Because I know the conventional wisdom, even though folks are not orthopedists or physios, seems like a guy comes back and you're favoring something else, or something else gets hurt if you come back too soon. We've seen it in all sports. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe it's just the way he landed. It's funny. It's hard, though, to really fault the Braves when I was sitting there going, hey, he's raking in Gwinnett. Let's go. What's the wait? What are we waiting for? So maybe, you know, to play a little slower was the way to go, because with a groin injury, not as bad as a hamstring, but still, Carl, it lingers. So the only way for him to get right is, unfortunately, we're going to have to sit him out for a few more nights. That's why I was asking you if we're going to do the 10-day DL on this thing.
Oh, and it looks like it might happen, Mike. I mean, here's the deal. The Braves are not going to just throw him out there and allow him to re-injure this or further injure it. But again, he had an MRI Saturday. It came back clean, which means this is about saying, hey, Ronald, you feel good? Yeah, let me run. I go run the bases. I feel good. Okay, we're going to put you out there. Or, Ronald, how you feel? I feel good. We're going to keep you on the bench. Nah, we're not going to play you. Because that's what's happening right now. If the MRI is clean, this is simply about him feeling good. And, Mike, they're going to be overly cautious. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if he's on the 10-day IL.
Yep, and I know that guys are saying, oh, the Braves rushed him. Like, I can't yell at the Braves when I was – I can't talk out of both sides of my face because they look great. He looked fine down here in AAA. He comes up. He's stealing bases. We got out of a rundown. He got out of a pickle. So, I mean, he's not. You know, you're asking him not to play center field, so you don't have to worry about him having to go from left field to right field and make all those big sprints and all that. So he's in right field when he does play. I think you and I did agree that, well, if he can't play in the field, why don't you let him play DH? Why couldn't they split the difference? And that was something they weren't prepared to do. Maybe that's what they should have just done. I don't know. All I know now is for a team that can't hit, can't get anything going, left 17 men on base in two of the three games that they lost to the Padres, and now we don't know when we're going to see Ronald on a daily basis.
404-741-0929. You can't get me excited as a fan to bring up Ronald Acuña earlier than you expected to, and then put him in the lineup, and then be mad because we want to see Ronald Acuña, but it's your fault that you put him in the lineup earlier than expected. What if you allowed him just to, I don't know, finish his rehab stint? Remember, Bo, what the date was? The original dates have been completely thrown out of the window. I'm pointing the finger solely at the Braves. I am, Mike.
The original date was May 6th, but then we got this media uproar about how, oh, he's tearing it up. Why are we slow rolling it? Let's bring him back right now. And then remember, the original plan was bringing up May 6th, and he would not play back-to-back days in the field until July, which was 1 year from the date of the injury. And then all of a sudden, he plays 2 days in a row in the field, and a third day in a row is the DH, and then they have a day off. The next day they play is Boston, and he gets hurt. They folded to pressure because all these people who want to get up and be loud and talk about how, hey, this is you're doing a disservice and you're going to blow the season. And it feels like they did fold to that, and they should have stuck to their guns. So I blame the people rushing him up.
Wait a minute. You're saying the Braves succumbed to the media pressure? Mike Bell, when in this city has that happened?
Never and never. So
exactly.
I know for a fact that people listen to this show. I know 100%, and that's why I blame Carl Dukes, because he rushed him up. He said that he wanted it now, Mike, and they listen to this show. Everyone listens to this show, and guess what happens? They rush him up. Carl Dukes is public enemy number one, if you're a Braves fan, about Ronald Acuña's injury.
Yeah, not to mention, just like you run Debo out. I mean, sorry, you run Debo's next. You ran
Keanu Neal
out of town. And now, and you know why? I know you're responsible for this, to Scribbilly's point.
Why?
Because you guys in Texas make groin. A two-syllable word. You know?
Growing, yes. It is a growing strain for Ronald Acuña.
Look,
it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
I'm not going to point fingers at the organization when I was on the radio saying he looks fine again. What are we waiting for? But again, these guys are the trainers know better. Just like, you know what? I think as we see, and mostly it's with pitchers, it's not so much with everyday players, it's more with the pitchers. And I think we get sick and tired of the babying or the perceived babying of it, whether it's, you know, the Tommy John or the ULR or any other, you know, alphabet soup that comes into a guy's elbow or shoulder. But in this case, yeah, I guess we just probably the initial date was middle of May. Should have stayed with middle of May.
Well, and so it's their fault.
But it's our fault because we were like lighting the fire to get him back in there. So
okay,
they listen to us. I don't
buy
that.
But it's my job to light the fire.
Yeah,
Chris, get the song, light the fire. It's our job to light the fire. It doesn't mean it's the right decision all the time. But the fact is, you teased me. You said, well, you know what? We're scuffling. Maybe we should bring him up.
But, I mean, he was hitting home runs, and he was leaner and meaner. He took some weight off, so less wear and tear on the knees. Remember down at Northport this year, he looked fine from the jump. He goes to Gwinnett. He's raking. He's doing everything you need him to do. He was running with a plum, so let's get him up here. And then, unfortunately, see, I don't know if there's any – maybe one has nothing to do with the other, but people don't want to hear that.
No, and that's the thing. Maybe this is completely separate. But I just think when you did that, because your team was not performing.
Fire!
It's our job. It's our job. 404-741-0929. I can't believe Bo. All right, guys, that's the latest. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley next hour. It's just frustrating for me because I know what he means to this club. Mm-hmm. And I know right now when you're talking about situations, scoring position, timely hitting, these are things we're missing out on. If he was getting those four or five at bat tonight, I'd feel a lot better. Yeah. I'm not telling you we win every series, but I do think if he had been healthy, we'd win more than two of the 11 we've played. I will say that.
Yeah, just a middle of, like I said, it's Austin Riley's in a funk, and everybody's got a theory about that. Everybody who's a dad apparently didn't get sleep. Like, he's a baseball. Now, I know he's not a zillionaire baseball player, but he's got someone who can watch the kid. He can get some Z's. But Austin Riley's out of his rhythm. Everybody in this lineup has had a real weird patch. You know, we talked about Albies. You know, Dansby looks like he's starting to get out of it. But, Carl, we just can't consistently. This lineup they were so excited about, it's the middle of it. What was it? Numbers like 2 for 16 or 3 for 18. These guys have got to be more clutch. I can't imagine this team will hit this poorly all season. But right now, and again, I'll say it again. Freddie not being there has nothing to do with it other than Freddie. And by the way, Freddie never had slumps as a Brave.
He had a slump last year.
Exactly. So, I mean, people that want to somehow correlate, Freddie would be they have a hitting instructor, okay? That's not Freddie's job. You know, if Freddie's behind the cage, he sees something, okay, he can say something. But, my God, the entire team can't hit right now, and Freddie couldn't do anything about that.
Nope, not at all. And by the way, Bo, you know what? If you want to blame me, bring it on. I'll take it. I've got the shoulders to handle this. If Braves fans want to blame me, fine. All I want to see is Acuña.
Well, let me tell you something, Carl. If you didn't feel guilty about this, you wouldn't have been tweeting me all weekend every time he was out of the lineup.
Yeah, because you know what? You were wrong about it. Coming up, we got Guy Talk, Mike Bell.
Yeah, man, got a couple of stories for you. You're not going to believe who's going to get in the electric lawnmower business, Carl. And Squid Billy, I want you to listen and listen well, because it's one of the great names in American manufacturing history. So stay tuned for that. And a club out in Vegas wants to do their part for the Ukraine by hiring only Ukrainian strippers. Details to follow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man, on a Monday here at Paradise, it is Dukes and Bell. By the way, shout out to the W Sauce. They're a big sponsor of our Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home, along with Buckhead Butcher Shop. Again, I told Carl the story on Friday. I do this every spring. I go down to Naples for a day, and then that night I drive Aunt Matilda and her Maine Coon Cats in a Subaru back to Atlanta. And then Becky takes the home stretch up to Pennsylvania, Carl. I drive at night, so no one sees me driving a Subaru with the cats in the back. But anyway, I was driving last of the way home, and I was going to stop by at Bucky's, but the way that the trip worked out, it would have required an extra pit stop. I don't know about you, Carl. Once I'm on the road, if I get the mileage worked out, I can make it without one more stop. So we didn't get to Bucky's. So Matilda was like, okay, you want to go to Bucky's? As she took a draw of her Virginia Slim with the window down at 100 miles an hour. Nah, I think we should just keep going. So we just kept going. So last night we got home. I was rewarded with a fantastic dinner. Becky made some fillets, got them from the folks over at the Cleaver and Cork. But I used a light brush of marinade with the W sauce on the fillet just to see how it would taste. Carl, it was fantastic. And you should have smelled. The smells coming out of the grill in the neighborhood, people literally were going, what is that? That's how great it smelled.
I bet, man. I did not get a chance to use a W sauce this weekend. I've got that fire shire that I've been dealing with. But I want to do something different this weekend. I told Randy Mack, which is why I tweeted at Randy yesterday, because we were talking about just, you know, country boy stuff. And I was like, I think I'm going to do some fried catfish and some fries and some slaw. And I literally came home and was like, Michelle. So we did that. And those were the pictures I tweeted out. So I did not use the W sauce on the fried fish, even though I'm sure it would have been good, because, Mike, everything we've used this on has been amazing.
It really has. Been money. So, again, it is just not. There's really nothing you can. Tonight I'm going to do some chicken on the Weber, and I'm just going to, because, again, I could, you know, marinate, or I just, it's kind of like the, you know what it is? Call it lazy Mike cooking, but I can slather some of that on the chicken tonight, and I'll be ready to rock and roll. So see how that turns out. Hey, man, Sports Illustrated is back with the swimsuit edition. People who don't like, or they feel somehow, Carl, this is objectifying women, where I say, no, we're appreciating beauty. In the old days, you could appreciate beauty without being a sexist pig or a misogynist. The cover of Swimsuit 2022, wife of Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson, the lovely Ciara.
Yeah, man, and, I mean, these lovely women appreciate their bodies, are proud of their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be appreciated, or they wouldn't do the photo shoots.
Correct.
So I am not going to sit here as a man, okay, who thinks it's okay, by the way, to say that's a nice looking woman or she's a beautiful woman. There's nothing wrong with that. I am not being misogynistic in any way, shape, or form. Mike, I love the fact that, you know, Ciara is proud of what she's got, and she wants to share it with the world. That's all.
That's right. And Russell being Russell says, Mama, we made it. You are not only the most beautiful woman in the world, but your heart, your kindness, your love for others, your ability to make the world dance. You're a big-time CEO. Jesus, Russell, you just keep going on and on and on, making the rest of us look like a bunch of... But anyway, giant social media thing that Russell put out there, praising his woman, wearing a leopard skin number, which shows her assets, and it's quite lovely on the cover of Sports Illustrated. By the way, speaking of beautiful women, as I mentioned, was down in Naples. Tony and I were hitting the beach, and then we roll over to this English pub in North Naples, this place called Mercado. So we're at the bar, it's around happy hour, and literally 11 beautiful women walk in, all in their early 20s, and there was a couple of guys next to us. One guy happened to be a 24-year-old, he's a graduate of Florida, another guy went to Florida State. And so Tony and I are like, what are you guys going to talk to those girls? It's an entire, it's like two tabletops, 11 beautiful girls, all in like beautiful dresses. I mean, it's a bachelorette thing, I don't know what it was. And these guys are like, you know, they're on their phones. I go, you know what, let me show you how this works. Carl, I walk over there, I go, what is this, a bachelorette party? What's going on? No, it's a graduation party. I go, who wants shots? Boom. Photos are up at Mike Bell ATL. And then no sooner do I get that on, oh, creepy old guy. You know what? Screw you. I have fun. I share my life with photos. And yes, my wife does yell at me, Carl, but this is the price I pay to share exciting content at Mike Bell ATL. That's what I do. That's my job, Carl Dukes.
She does yell at me. I love it. Hey, man, share with the world. Isn't that what social media is supposed to be
about?
Yes.
And, I mean, these girls are knockouts, and they all went to Sacred Heart, Chris, up in Connecticut. You know, the Catholic college. So, yeah, nice. They're virtuous, Carl. All right, man. Now, to the other side of the spectrum, strip club in Las Vegas is apparently, Carl, looking specifically to help Ukrainian women who are obviously in all seriousness dealing with that war-torn nightmare of a situation out there. Strip club outside of Las Vegas called Little Darlings recently posted an ad on their club's signage. Shows you, I guess you're driving. I'm not sure where this is, off Interstate 15 or wherever it is. It says, now auditioning Ukrainian strippers. The ad also includes the Ukrainian flag and the words, we stand with the Ukraine underneath, Carl.
Wait a minute. Why are they being so specific? Why not just say, we are hiring wonderful people?
Well, the manager, Pete DeTour, told Fox 5 in Vegas, we're standing by them. It's not anything derogatory to them. We feel like if we can help out anyway, it's the best way we can do it, because maybe we can help put someone to work. And for those who don't know, strippers in Vegas make a lot of money. So if you do, again, it's, and you're in control. The women are in control, Carl. They're empowered, and they choose to do it or not, but they take home a fortune if they choose to.
Yeah, I mean, Mike.
By the way, why am I being politically correct? Either you go to a strip club or you don't. You know they make money, okay? They're all driving Mercedes and Corvettes because they're having fun. And no, any stripper who says, no, I'm just doing this to get through college. Honey, you're 38. What is this, 17 years of graduate school? I mean, come on.
People really got you in your bag about this
I'm just sick and tired of sharing what I think is, I'm having a wonderful Saturday afternoon with my best friend, and I get people like, ugh. You know what? Screw you. I'm living my best life. Ah.
Let me ask you this, though, about the, and I don't know this. I mean, is there really a difference with the European strippers versus
the accent, number one. And by the way, if I was an American stripper, I would use a Russian accent because I think it's more intriguing. You know, a girl comes over.
Would you like me to dance for you?
Okay.
Mm. You know, and again, when they take you all your money in VIP, you just, it feels, you still have that belief you've got a shot. You have no shot, but I guess with the Russian accent, or you, in this case, Ukrainian accent, I believe it just kind of adds to the old experience.
If you just lost me when you said they take all your money in VIP, go on.
That's what they do.
Go on.
I can't tell you how many times I've had young, Scooby will tell you, we've had interns, people, producers, a guy who used to engineer here, Craig. I go, don't go in VIP. No, I'm only going to be in for like 5 minutes.
Wait, I thought they took Craig's money afterwards when they found him on the street laying face down.
Craig really was found face down in Midtown. But
yes,
no, I mean, this is what I do. But I tell all my friends, don't go in there. No, there is no sex in the champagne room. You are going to waste money. Don't do it. But hey, what are you going to do, Carl? When guys are a couple, like three sheets to the wind, good luck trying to reason with them, right?
Yeah. No, I know. I was trying to figure out, is there really a difference if you're in the
club,
right? And there is a European stripper versus I don't know, you know, the girl, I don't know, but somewhere else. Is there really a difference?
I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Hey, real quick, I teased the story. Let me pay it off. When I moved out to the country about a year and a half ago, I got a lot of heat for having electric leaf blower, electric lawnmower. Then I got the electric chainsaw, the battery-powered operated deal. Guess who's going to get in the mix, Carl?
Who?
John Deere is going to be having a electric or battery-powered riding mower. Apparently, they're kicking the tires, pardon the pun, on this deal. You plug it in, you go take care of your business. Apparently, they told Fox Business Channel that they are working on this. It's in the hopper, so coming soon. Nothing more American and manly than wearing a John Deere hat on a mower that doesn't make any noise, Carl.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can get used to that. I just don't know if I can get used to it, Mike. I mean, I'm all about the environment. I get it. We are destroying our planet. But I don't know if I can get used to that.
Well, Ego, Skill, Cobalt have released electric products. And as they said in this article, they're saying that it's kind of like the thing to be ahead of the curve on. So apparently John Deere is going to be working on it. We don't have a battery-powered machine in market yet, but apparently it's in the hopper, in the pipeline, as the kids would say.
Oh, wow. All right, man. Listen, eventually, though, I do think, I don't know how many years it's going to take, but Mike, it's all going there. But right now, you'll find me with the lawnmower.
Manly man. See, I care about the environment. Let's hit the closing bell. See if we made any money today. All right. It's been ugly last couple of weeks, but market's struggling to recover. NASDAQ was down about 1%. Dow Jones was up 26, so it's a mixed bag for your retirement fund today. Birthdays, if you got a birthday, it is May 16th. Some interesting names. Janet Jackson turns 56. They had that multi-part biography on her a few months ago.
And I still have it on my DVR. I've not watched it. I don't know if you guys have watched it. Should I watch it? If I mean, is it worth me getting involved for four parts or whatever it is?
I always wonder, did you learn anything? You know what I mean? When you watch a documentary, did you pick up any new? Chris, did you watch it, the Janet Jackson?
No.
All right, so that was a lot of hype on that one, but nobody here has seen it.
It came out right after the Playboy thing was out.
Yeah. Right. Pierce Brosnan is 69, played James Bond for many years, also Remington Steele. Megan Fox, Squid Billy's favorite movie, The Transformers, she's 36. Danny Trejo, I love Danny Trejo, plays a great bad guy, always a great character actor, was in Heat, he's 78 today. Chris Novoselic, the guy that nobody remembers from Nirvana, is 56. Rick Roden, 238 lifetime hitter, played for the Dodgson Pirates, is 69. Thurman Thomas, Hall of Famers, 56. Billy Martin, fired Yankee skipper, A's, a lifer in baseball, his birthday today. Henry Fonda, and yes, Carl, Liberace today.
How old would Liberace be?
Really old. Hey, a shout out, by the way, to a buddy of mine up at the hospital in New York, John Moran. He was the best goaltender I ever seen play. He's nursing his third heart attack. He was doctor's orders, Carl, last night not to watch the Ranger playoff game in his hospital room. He could not do that, and the Rangers won. So hang in there, Moon. But he's my age. He's already had three heart attacks, so he's making healthy decisions. But he's still alive, Carl, and there's guy talk.
Well, he's got to give up the hockey, bro. He's got to give it up.
He's also got to give up a lot of other things, too.
Well, of course. I mean, the hockey with whatever he's combining that with is not doing him right. Hey, man, coming up, Falcon Reports on the way, guys. We had a chance to talk to Algier today, Tyler Algier. We'll replay that for you a little bit later on at 6 o'clock just to give you a sense of what he's like because he sounds like a fun dude. But when we come back, rookie mini camp finishes. What did we learn?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.